भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 23, Text Number 16. Mantratas Tantratash Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastutaha Sarvang Karoti Nischidram Anusankirtanam Tava Mantratas Tantratas Chidram Mantratas Chantratas Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastutaha Desha Kalarha Vastutaha Sarvankaroti nischidram Anusankirtanantava Mantratas Tantratas Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastutaha Sarvangaroti nischidram Anusankirtanantava Sankirtanam Tava
Mantratas Tantratas Chidram
Mantratas
Tantratas Chidram
Desha Kalarha Vastuta
Sarvam Karoti Nischidram
Sarvam Karoti Nischidram
Anusankirtanam Tava
Anusankirtanam Tava Mantratas Tantratas Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastutaha Sarvam Garoti Nishchidram Anusankirtanam Tava Mantratas Tantratas Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastuta Sarvam Karoti Nischidram Ladies, Desha Kalarha Vastuta Sarvam Karoti Nischidram Sankirtanam Tava Mantratas Chantratas Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastutaha Sarvam Karoti Nischidram Anusankirtanam Tava Mantratas Chantratas Chidram Desha Kalarha Vastutaha Sarvam Karoti Nishchidram Anusankirtanam Tava. Mantratastantratashchidram Deshakalarhavastita. Anu Sankirtanam Tava. Mantratastantratashchidram Deshakalarhavastutah. Sarvam Karoti Nishchidram Anusankirtanam Tava. Mantrata. In pronouncing the Vedic mantras improperly. Improperly. Tantrataha. Did I say something? Tantrata, right, okay. In insufficient knowledge for following regulative principles. Chidram, discrepancy. Desha, in the matter of country. Kala, and time. Arha, and recipient. Vastutaha, and paraphernalia. Sarvam, all these. Karoti, makes. Nishchidram, without discrepancy. Anusi Sankirtanam, constantly chanting the holy name. Tava, of your lordship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. There may be discrepancies in pronouncing the mantras and observing the regulative principles. And moreover, there may be discrepancies in regard to time, place, person, and paraphernalia. But when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. Please repeat. There may be discrepancies in pronouncing the mantras and observing the regulative principles. And moreover, there may be discrepancies in regard to time, place, person, and paraphernalia. But when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended Hare Nam Hare Nam Hare Nam Eva Kevalam Kalovana Steva Nasteva Nasteva Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. From the Brihadaranyaka Purana. In this age of Kali, it is extremely difficult to perform Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or sacrifices perfectly. Hardly anyone can chant the Vedic mantras with perfect pronunciation or accumulate the paraphernalia for Vedic performances. Therefore, the sacrifice recommended in this age is Sankirtan, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Jagnai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. That's actually from the 11th canto, 5th chapter, 32nd verse, not the 29th. It's a misprint. We should notify the BBT. Instead of wasting time performing Vedic sacrifices, those who are intelligent, those who possess good brain substance, should take to the chanting of the Lord's holy name and thus perform sacrifice perfectly. I have seen that many religious leaders are addicted to performing yajnas and spending hundreds and thousands of rupees for imperfect sacrificial performances. This is a lesson for those who unnecessarily execute such imperfect sacrifices. We should take the advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yagnai Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. Although Sukracharya was a strict brahmana, addicted to ritualistic activities, he also admitted, Nischidram Anusankirtanang Tava. My Lord, constant chanting of the holy name of your Lordship makes everything perfect. In Kali Yuga, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies cannot be performed as perfectly as before. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has recommended that although one should take care to follow all the principles in every kind of spiritual activity, especially in worship of the deity, there is still chance of discrepancies, and one should compensate for this by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore give special stress to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in all activities. Om Ajnana Timidandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Mukham Guru Divachalam Pangam Langayate Gidam Yarki Patam Maham Vande Sri Gurum Dina Dharanam. Sometimes people question why the Hare Krishnas are always chanting, sometimes up and down the street at 2 a.m., right? And they may not appreciate it. But this is supported here by this verse of Sukracharya and Srila Prabhupada's purport, that the most important thing is that in this day and age we become, surrendered, of course, but attached to the chanting of the holy name. And as Prabhupada begins the purport here, in this day and age there is no other way. And it's given three times stress, three times because it gives extra stress. Just like when we give someone some advice, if you repeat it three times, it's considered to be especially important. Pick up your garbage. The point is that extra stress has to be there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is giving that stress, that in this day and age where people are always... there's a constant quarrel. We don't have to go into that. Everyone is well aware of the world situation. Everywhere you look, at every moment, every hour, every day, they have stations, numerous millions of them, repeating the same thing. That there's war here, there's murder there, there's rape over there, there's stealing over there, etc., etc. So there's no argument, although people are always quarreling. So especially in this day and age when all of these difficulties, these obstacles are there for self-realization, for the perfection of human life, the chanting of the holy name is especially given stress. In the purport here, or in the translation, is very nicely pointed out that there may be discrepancies in pronouncing the mantras and observing the regulative principles. Mantra, tantra. What is that? Sat karma nipano vipro mantra tantra visharada. The brahmanas have certain responsibilities. And that is that they should know the rules and regulations. They should know the hymns and the mantras. And they should be chanted properly. Otherwise, there can be the reverse effect, just like we read in the sixth canto in the story of, was that demon that... Vritrasura. The mantras were chanted improperly, so instead of the enemy of Indra, Indra became the enemy of, or the killer of Vritrasura, instead of the other way around. So, there can be some discrepancy. There may be. And even if there's a slight imperfection, it becomes contaminated. Oh, you're not offering in a particular way, in the proper way, or you're not offering the particular item in the proper order, or you're not standing correctly, or you didn't purify your hand properly, etc., etc. It goes on and on. And although, as Prabhupada points out here in the purport, quoting Jiva Goswami, that Jiva Goswami has recommended that although one should take care, certainly we should take care in following all of the principles in every kind of spiritual activity. It's not that we're neglectful in keeping ourselves clean and pure, truthful. These are just a natural moral qualities that one should develop, and one should take care, especially in worship of the deity. We should follow all of the principles in every kind of spiritual activity. One should take care of them in their practice, but especially in worship of the deity. There is still a chance, though, that some discrepancy may come about. So what to do? Actually, Jiva Goswami says that one should, that there is no necessity, but in the purport, in a different in a verse to, I think it's this 11th canto verse, Prabhupada points out that Jiva Goswami says that there's no necessity of following the external pompous exhibitions of the rituals and sacrifices that are recommended in the Vedic literatures. And instead, one... still, we're mindful, certainly, because the worship of the deity is necessary, especially in the Kali Yuga, where we're not so attracted to the holy name. The worship of the deity helps one to develop that attraction. Of course, develop all sorts of other sattvic qualities. But one can compensate for all of that by the chanting of the holy name of the personality of Godhead. This is the point, that although there may be so many discrepancies in regard to time, place, person, paraphernalia, sometimes the time is not always conducive, sometimes the place is, where can you find a place that's is sattvic. You're out here and cars are racing by, people are playing whatever music they listen to, and you have to listen to all of that. So where is the time and place? What to speak of the persons? The persons may not be so qualified. We have practical example of that in our Krishna consciousness movement, where in the early days Srila Prabhupada had to tolerate so many persons who were they weren't qualified to, in any sense of the word, to have initiation or to be Brahmins, what to speak of sannyas. But again, by the mercy of the Mahabhagavat, it's possible. It's possible. But the general course is that the time, place, persons, and then again paraphernalia, the plastic spoons and whatever other Kali Yuga materials that we have to use in the worship of the deity, in the worship or in the performance of sacrifice, it falls short. In other words, I remember some years ago when Tamal Krishna Maharaj was with us. We were in Dallas and we were having an initiation. And the devotees who were meant to be initiated were sitting around the oven, and the priest was beginning the yajna, and Maharaj called me over, and he said, just look. So I was looking at some of the devotees who were to be initiated, and some of them had torn cloth, or they were wearing socks. They weren't even shaven. It was almost comical. The point being that there may be some discrepancy in the performance of sacrifice, but all of this can be compensated by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And Prabhupada goes on further by pointing out how hardly anyone can chant the Vedic mantras with perfect pronunciation or accumulate the paraphernalia for Vedic performances. Therefore, the sacrifice recommended in this age is the Sankirtan, or constant chanting the holy name. And why is that? And that is, Lord Chaitanya himself says, Sarva Saktish, that because in the Kali Yuga, the Lord has invested all of his energies in his holy name. Everything is there. By taking shelter of that process, that holy name, there's success for all. No matter what your disqualification may be, etan nirvidyamananam ichatam akutobhayam, the Bhagavatam explains that whether you're free of all material desires, or whether you're desirous of all sorts of sense gratification or gratifications, or whether one is freed by a dint of transcendental knowledge, it's the means of success for everyone, no matter what your qualification is. And we see practically in this Krishna conscious movement there are so many persons of all sorts of backgrounds. And histories, but simply by having taken part in this Sankirtan movement, they become purified. They become very special personalities, very special persons, and so much so that the Bhagavatam glorifies them for being such exalted personalities. And it's because they've become... So how to get to that platform, and that is becoming attached to the chanting of the holy name. Rupa Goswami describes, Chat Krishna Nami Charitari Satapya Vidya. He says that this holy name, to be attracted to this chanting of the holy name or to the name, pastimes, activities, it's not easy, certainly. But by the constant practice, just like, well, he gives the example that although one may be afflicted by the jhantas of avidya, it's if one carefully every day practices this process, then a natural relish awakens within that person, within that tongue, and one can become attracted to that process, to that holy name of the Lord. Therefore, the sacrifice recommended in this age is Sankirtan, or constant chanting the holy name of the Lord. Instead of wasting time performing Vedic sacrifices, those who are intelligent, those who possess good brain substance, should take to the chanting of the Lord's holy name and thus perform sacrifice perfectly. Srila Prabhupada of course showed himself by a practical example in the during the installation of the Vrindavan deities, how the local pandits, the local brahmanas, were insistent upon having all of the rituals and mantras chanted. And Prabhupada agreed, although in his opinion, the devotees chanting, having kirtan was sufficient. Not that we ignore those rituals, certainly. Prabhupada points that out here by commenting on Jiva Goswami, but so we follow them for social custom. But in reality, to become simply attached to the chanting of the holy name and the distribution of that holy name is sufficient in itself in this day and age. There's no other qualification that one actually needs. Actually, it's described in the Bhagavatam that one who has taken to this process of devotional service is understood. Aho bhato tu gach garyan. That it's understood they've already gone through all of those. It's not that we have to separately make some program. Anyone who chants the holy name, it's already understood that they've performed all of these rituals and sacrifices many times over in the past. But again, not that we ignore them, because for some persons it's also a tool to attract them to Krishna consciousness philosophy, to the process of Krishna consciousness, so we don't ignore it. But we don't put so much stress on it. Prabhupada was a perfect example. His stress was in preaching Krishna consciousness. Preaching, chanting, there's no difference. It's one and the same. So, in this Kali Yuga, as Prabhupada writes here, and actually every line here is just it's repetitious, probably saying the same thing over and over, but again it's to get the point through that in the Kali Yuga the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies cannot be performed as perfectly as before. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we are therefore giving special stress to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra in all activities. There's a very nice instruction also given by Lord Shiva. He also says, what is that? Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Manorame. He says that I chant this holy name because I get so much enjoyment from it. It goes without saying that if one simply tries this process, gives it an opportunity, takes its effect, without a doubt. That even the most unqualified persons can become qualified to render devotional service and make their lives perfect. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, the process works. It's evidenced by all the devotees here and so many thousands and millions of souls who are becoming attracted in one way or another. Sometimes they don't know why. I was talking to this one fellow who did some iron work for us out here, and he calls periodically just to say hello. But the first thing he says when I get on the line, he says Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You'd never know it. He's just some construction guy, but and he says, you know, I try to come. I don't know why I like to go there, but I just love to be there. And then we sit down, and he starts taking prasad, and he especially likes the cookies. But it's a fact. There's so many experiences. Some or other people they don't know why, but they're attracted. We know why, because Krishna is all attractive. How would we encourage persons who are attached to their own tradition, who still want to see or want to experience or practice Krishna consciousness to some degree or add it to their lives, and how would we encourage them? Well, you know, again, Prabhupada said by his own example, Prabhupada would encourage persons to become better Christians or Muslims by studying their philosophy better, They should become more aware of their philosophy. When Jesus Christ says, "Thou shalt not kill," that's what it means. If you really can't understand that, then you need to study better. You need to inquire from someone who can help you to understand that. Our basic practice is that we encourage people to add Krishna consciousness, add some aspect of Krishna consciousness to their lives, whatever they can do. We know that they'll become gradually purified if they add some chanting to their lives, or they do something different in regards to their eating habits, or if they just come and associate, or if they read Prabhupada's books. Gradually, that purification will come about, and they'll be able to understand more of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But we don't want to talk to them on their tradition. Well, let's talk about how to become a better Christian by let's do like this, like that. We want to encourage people just to add some aspect of Krishna consciousness to their lives. And then they'll become a better Christian to the point where they'll see that there's a clear distinction between Christianity and Krishna consciousness. They'll become purified to the point where they'll understand and accept Krishna consciousness in a more meaningful way. But to just talk about, the Ten Commandments or their revelations, and that's really not our, it's not our business. Any other comments on that, Savas? And again, to add to that, Krishna consciousness is so attractive and so enjoyable that any sensible person will appreciate it. He told me he stopped going to his church because all they do is argue. So he likes to come here instead. Oh, certainly, certainly. There's parallels between Krishna consciousness and between all religions, for that matter. Unfortunately, most people are too biased and don't listen, or are too disturbed, or not very interested. It takes a lot. Therefore, the holy name is most suitable for penetrating through the darkness that people are living in. And Prabhu in the back had a question.
In the verse, Sankirtana refers to congregation chanting?
Both. Both. Whether it's congregationally, or whether it's privately, or whether it's distributing transcendental literature, it's all part of the Sankirtan heading. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.